Welcome to Radio Mojo Plus, brought to you by Pyology Pizzeria and by Southern Glaciers Wines and Spirits, proud supporters of the food and beverage industry in Hawaii.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Mojo Plus. I'm Joe McGarry, here to bring you the very best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii. We are obviously minus Bobby Curran this morning because he and John Veneri have just arrived in Wyoming. The interesting thing about starting to travel is you'd really get a very good picture of what it's like in other communities. As those of you who were with us last week know, I just had to spend some time in Europe, and that was very interesting. Just seeing how different communities are coping and how different airports are. You literally can go through some airports that are really like ghost towns. Bobby, I just spoke with him and John as they arrived at the airport in Wyoming, and apparently they are the only two people there at the airport, and there is one rented car. So I think it's a very different picture from when they arrived in Colorado yesterday to join the team, and they are all off to get their testing done and then get on the way to practice. But it's just a very interesting landscape to be traveling and be part of. And of course, we wish everybody well on that trip, but I'm sure it's really quite unusual to be the only. I mean, I thought I was kind of lonely at the airport when I was traveling, but to have nobody there, that's really exceptional. So this is going to be an interesting weekend, I think. We have an interesting morning for you. I hope you have the time to spend with us. We'd love you to. We've got a couple of things that going on. So in just a wee bit, we're going to talk to our good friend, Thomas Obunga. And we haven't talked to him in a while, and we want to find out from Thomas where he thinks the new and exciting restaurants and new food places are to eat. The last time we chatted with him, he mentioned a brand new place called Nana Aikatsu, which I'm sure lots of you rushed to because they were just so busy. They just opened up in August and boom, by September their sales were great. Unfortunately, they and a few other really good food operators, including Fat Cheeks, Garibaldi's, are in that Haleohana marketplace, which has been having a lot of issues. And so perhaps for you, some of your favorite places are closed down at the moment, which is kind of unfortunate. So we're going to talk to Thomas about, you know, restaurants of that quality, you know, where they are, where they're popping up, where he's eating. It's always fun to catch up with him. And, of course, Thomas is one of the founders of Slug Media, and they are just so helpful if you need social media and a social media presence for your business. So we're going to chat with him about a variety of things this morning. It will be a good food conversation, I can promise you that. Later on in the program, we're going to check in with Hideo Simon. Last time we spoke to Hideo, he was still hard at work with his partner, Thomas Ray, building, handcrafting the furniture for their new restaurant, Heiho House, in Kaimuki. If you want to follow a really cool Instagram account, then at Heiho House is one I can highly recommend. The pictures give a picture, sort of real-life picture of the building of a new restaurant, and now that they're open, you can see some of the great food and craft cocktails and lots of great beers on tap that they have. So we're going to chat with Hideo in a little bit this morning and find out how has it been opening a restaurant right in the middle of a time when bars are closed and restaurants are literally half open. So we're looking forward to that conversation. He is, of course, the co-owner of Square Barrels, and they're another restaurant that has fought to survive and keep open during this pandemic. So we'll find out what's going on with him. And this morning, I'm going to give away a gift certificate to someone to go to the DK restaurant group. So if you go down to Vino at Restaurant Row, or Waterfront Plaza as it's now called, then you can partake of a menu from either Vino or DK's or Sansei Seafood, and I'm going to give somebody two $50 gift certificates, so that's a $100 gift certificate to go to DK's restaurant group, where you can eat pasta or sushi or their most amazing dry-aged steaks. And how we're going to do that this morning is I would like to chat with you guys today for a little bit. You know, I'm really interested to see every year on this program, and we've been doing this for about, well, at least 20 years. I just sort of pretend and say, oh, it's about 20, but I think we know it's a bit more than that. Every year, the holidays are a huge thing for us, so we love talking about wine for the holidays. We love just talking about your Thanksgiving menus. How are you doing your turkey? It's been a very, very big part of the show since we started. And this year, as we're headed into November, which is on Sunday, I'm really interested to see how are you celebrating? What are your thoughts on the holidays 2020? I just checked in with the news in Scotland, where I'm from, and they have already been told by the First Minister that Christmas will be digital this year. So already the plan, I mean, of course, the virus is escalating in Europe, sadly, and we don't happily have that situation at the moment, but anything is possible, right? So they're already in Europe getting ready for a digital Christmas, so people staying at home, connecting with friends and family via Zoom, presumably just sitting in their pajamas all day, not having a lot of the excitement or the stress. And I'm wondering, what are you guys thinking? It's definitely time to start planning Thanksgiving. I mean, we're only 3 weeks out, right, at the beginning of next week. What are you doing? Are you changing your plans? Are you changing your menu? Are you going to have an outdoor Thanksgiving? Are you making any concessions? How is it going to be different for you this year? I'm just really interested to see. You guys have always been such a source of, you know, interesting stories and oftentimes, you know, good recipes and tips, and it's fun to share. So if you have a comment this morning on the holidays 2020 with your family celebrations, are you making a change? Are you doing something different? Is it a big deal for you? Is it something that you're distressed about? Or, and this is a possibility that some of you might not want to admit to publicly, but I have a suspicion that it might be true. Some people may actually be relieved that they're not having to do the big pressured holiday. I'm sure that's not true in Hawaii, but it's definitely true where I come from. And I can tell you that I have had several of my friends who are just absolutely delighted that they'll be able to sit on the couch in their pajamas all day on Christmas Day watching television without lots of people coming around. As I say, I'm sure that's not the case here. So anyway, we'd love to hear from you this morning in the little windows of time we have in between our guests. So if you have a thought, or if you have already a plan on how your Thanksgiving is going to change and your Christmas this year, give us a call. 296-1420, of course, is the number. You can come on the air with us. And if you don't have time to do that, you can send us a text. We'll just enter everybody into this drawing this morning, and at the end of it, somebody is going to have the pleasure of going down to the DK restaurant group. All three menus are being served at Vino at Restaurant Row, and you can take your choice from the Sansei menu, the Vino menu, or the DK Steakhouse menu, and I'll be really happy to give somebody that this morning because they are doing a phenomenal job down there. If you haven't checked out that menu, which combines all of the wonderful Italian dishes with the incredible sushi and seafood dishes and the just really truly scrumptious DK Steakhouse menu, then go online and check them out. You can just go to vinohawaii.com and you will, or dkrestaurants.com, and you'll find the menu there. But that's what we're going to give away this morning. So do give us a call at 296-1420. We would love to hear from you. Send us a text if you're not able to call this morning, and it will be good fun to chat with you. What else are we going to do today? You know, sadly, we are still seeing the closure of a lot of restaurants because of COVID, and I'm sure for many of you, you're missing going to your favorite restaurants. I just was having a thought this morning. You know, 12th Avenue Grill is still closed. They're one of the larger restaurants, and it is hard to open. You know, it costs so much in terms of effort and staffing and pulling a menu together that many restaurants have decided that they can't yet open with the small number of people that are allowed to come in, and I think we can all realize and appreciate that. But I was just thinking, I had a memory of how lovely it is on a Thursday or a Friday night to go and sit at the bar at 12th Avenue Grill and interact with the chef, who was amazing, Chef Jay, and the bartenders and the staff, who for us had become like our friends. And I'm not the only person who's kind of, you know, really starting to miss not just the fact that these restaurants are such a huge part of our community at large, but for many of us, they're our friends. They're people that we looked forward to seeing all the time. They're people we cared about, we care about. I can't tell you how many conversations at Thanksgiving I've had with people who work in the food industry about their families and their celebrations and what are they going to be doing. And all of that is just not happening this year, is it? So we are going to keep a positive spin on it, as we do with everything. And let's hear from you this morning. So if you have an idea of what you're doing, is your Thanksgiving changing? Is your Christmas changing? What are you going to do to make it different and special and spectacular and as much fun as possible? Give us a call. And over the next couple of weeks, what we're going to be bringing you, of course, is our usual Thanksgiving holiday broadcasts, which means we'll be talking with some of our favorite chefs about how they are going to be celebrating, what are they eating over the holidays. And of course, we will be joined by our favorite sommelier, Chris Rommel, who will be recommending some stunning wines for the table. And I think what we'll have to do is find Roberto Viernes, who was a longtime master sommelier here in Hawaii and who moved to take a position at Chateau Saint-Michel late last year. So I'm going to look Roberto up and we'll have him join us, because we've never missed a Thanksgiving without Roberto on the show. So we'll do all of that. And in the meantime, we look forward to hearing from you. All right, we are going to go and take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the most exciting food that's around. Despite everything that's happening, there are still really eager, talented, enthusiastic people opening up restaurants. We're going to tell you about them when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to Radio Mojo Plus. Hey, welcome back to Radio Mojo Plus. I'm Jo McGarry. It's really nice to be with you on this gorgeous Thursday morning. It's a little bit cool outside. The sun is shining. We have a lot to be thankful for in Hawaii this morning, especially as you take a look around the rest of the world. Things in Europe right now are really getting a little bit scary. But we are, as always, bathed in some sunshine and a little cloud, which we love at this time of year. Thomas Obungan is going to join us this morning, and sometimes we don't have enough time for Thomas, and today I've made sure that we do, because we want to talk about some really cool food. Hey, Thomas, how are you?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
I'm really good this morning, thanks. It's so nice to talk to you. Everybody knows from following you on social media or reading you at Frolic or hearing you here that you are a little bit kind of obsessed with going out and finding the newest, the latest, and the greatest in the food world. How has it been? What are you still finding as many new and fascinating things as ever?
Absolutely. Like I said, I think in prior shows, this has been such a great time for creativity and for people to kind of figure out what they want to do with, you know, going forward with their careers. You know, they've come to a point where they have to, it's live or die, right? So they gotta come up with something. And so there's a lot of newness, a lot of innovation going on, and I'm here for it. I'm supporting it all the way.
And you know that you're quite right. There are so many different things happening that are innovative and creative, and they wouldn't have happened before. And one of the things I wanted to ask you a little bit about was something that you're involved in with Village Bottle Shop and Tim, and it's interactive. It's tasting and eating, and there's a lot of those things happening, aren't there?
Yes, yes. And you know, it's always, you know, it comes to us because we're at the point where we want to go back to doing these kinds of immersive experiences, but you know, the guidelines in place just won't allow for that. So we're coming up with new ways to circumvent that in a safe environment, but also something that is very approachable for all audiences to attend. What you're probably referring to is our Frolics Night
the
In.
Virtual dinner, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Virtual dining series, yeah. It's been really successful.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been really successful. We've had two in September. That was one with Village Bottle Shop and Butcher and Bird. And we also had Colin Hazama and the Sake Shop. And then this past weekend, we had one with Royal Hawaiian Center, and there was like a virtual dine-around. So we involved like their top players in their restaurant scene over there at Royal Hawaiian.
Now, typically with, we'll stick just with this kind of virtual dine-in for a minute, because I think it's interesting to a lot of people, and more of us are getting, you know, emails popping into our inboxes inviting us to them. Typically, are people picking up the food to eat along with you? Are they being sent gift boxes? I've seen all kinds of variations of it. You can purchase the food, take it home, and eat online with everybody as well as buying wine. I know of some companies who've been sending out, like, a recent gift bag of an amazing cheese platter and some wine so they could all have a company night in. What are you seeing that's working?
There's definitely the central theme about getting a package of food or like a curated menu and sharing that with other people. But I think like part of the magic is the interactivity that comes from either having the chef or the drink professional on the Zoom call or the Google Hangout or whatever, you know, video conferencing service you're using. And that's where it all comes together. And I think that, like, it doesn't, you know, you can have more than one type of way of getting the food to people, but the experience itself is what people are, like, totally raving about. And being able to, like, talk to the chef and ask questions and participate in polls and, you know, the whole part of experiencing eating out, but like in the comfort of your home.
Do you think that's here to stay, Thomas? Do you think that if everything goes back to normal and this time next year, everywhere's open and everything's normal, do you think we'll still be doing these kind of things online?
Absolutely. There's even some some platforms that are being developed in the Bay Area that I've been keeping my tabs on, and it's like a whole event, online virtual event platform for chefs and food producers. And what they want to do is create these global kind of virtual events that you can tune in wherever you are and kind of like catch a cocktail class or learn about the, you know, the honey that's being harvested in Waianae and stuff like that. So it's actually really, really cool because you get to be in so many different places, but at home at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're entering a whole new world of food and wine and craft beer and cocktails, and I think there's really no end to what's going to happen. And that's what change does, right? It brings, it forces us out of comfort zones and into new areas. And I think when you're talking about that area being food and wine, the opportunities are just sort of endless. Speaking of from a more local point of view, there are, I mean, I'm seeing little pop-ups everywhere. I'm seeing people really, last time we were talking, we talked about Nana Aikatsu and their incredible tonkatsu. And I'm seeing a lot more of that. I'm seeing people bringing, like, perfectionism to one or two different items and getting them out there confident that people are going to respond well to them. Who are you seeing right now? Who's sort of exciting you recently?
Yeah, so I'm the latest craze to hit Oahu is birria, which is people probably see it as in taco form, but it's actually a stew that comes from Mexico, Jalisco to be exact, and it's basically made from goat meat, and they basically stew it with different types of chili peppers and tomato to kind of get the gaminess out of the goat meat, but make it really delicious and very well spiced and flavorful. And so it's kind of come over to Oahu and kind of proliferated out. And there's so many different home cooks who have started doing it and restaurants and pop-ups as well. And so I've been keeping my eye on the birria craze. We've done a couple of posts about them so far. But the one that I really like, there's two that I like. One is La Birria in Pearl Ridge. It's a taco truck, and they the chef is Arturo Silva. He used to be the chef over at Buho in Waikiki, but he's from Mexico City. And so he's legit Mexican. he's been making birria and perfecting it for the last few months, and it's really good. But he has a really spicy version called the Hellfire, and it, like, burns you from end to end.
From top to bottom. And then I think the interesting thing is that the tortillas, the corn tortillas, not like most street ones. These ones are fried, right? So they're super crispy, lots of nice flavorful oil there. Is that part of the attraction?
Yes. So what they do is they dip it in the chili oil from the birria that they kind of skimmed off the top, and then they put it on the plancha, the flat top, and then they sprinkle cheese over it so it kind of gets melty and gooey, and then they put the shredded birria. They use beef here in Hawaii because it's more prevalent and more people will like it. And then some onion and cilantro, and then they fold it up and make it crispy on both sides. And then on the side, they serve it with the consomme, which is like basically the braising liquid from all of the meat and the chili and stuff. And you dip the crispy taco into the really flavorful broth. It's an experience.
You know, it's so funny because my 15-year-old son, Finn, was showing me video of this yesterday. And because I was making street tacos for dinner, and he was basically saying to me, "Mom, that's passé. You're done. We need to be eating birria."
Look who's
like,
showing
oh,
you.
God. I know. Look who is. So obviously a drive out to the taco truck at Pearl Ridge is on my list for the weekend because I have to take these boys there. But, you know, that's the power of social media with food now, isn't it, Thomas? Is that you can make something outstanding, put it on social media. If it looks beautiful, people are instantly being drawn to it.
It's so visceral. It's crazy. It just enamors people, and they're just like, I need to have that now, right now.
No kidding. I agree. And, you know, I think for people listening, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Thomas O'Bungan. His website, slug.media, is a really good example of that kind of really enticing, appetizing, crave-inducing photography. And if you haven't checked out Thomas's website, go check them out right now, slug.media. You know, you guys really have, I think, a great example of how good photography and great video and step-by-step can really entice people to come and try things. And I think, you know, we've said this before, but the service that you guys provide to food businesses, particularly starting up, is really invaluable, as social media is king right now, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Getting your name out there, getting people to know who you are, and in an authentic way. You know, we want to represent the businesses in the form that everybody experiences them. And so if we can find out what really makes your business sing, then that's what we should be posting.
Anything else that's trending or anything else that's coming in as a fad? Because food is very faddy, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? It kind of food trucks are coming back into trend, being very trendy right now. And just last night, I went down to Don Quixote in the Cajeta area, and on Pony Street, which is the street where the parking structure is, there's a line of food trucks that line up in the evening. And it's becoming quite a scene over there. There's a huge variety. Like, I just saw the Toriton yakitori trucks. I got some yakitori sticks from them. There's a Jamaican jerk chicken truck, Rick's Jerk Chicken, which was phenomenal. It was really good. There's like a barbecue truck. There's a Taiwanese street food truck. You could taste the world right on that little street.
That's so cool. And of course, it makes perfect sense because a food truck is really the ideal vehicle in times like this. People can't easily come into your restaurant, but you can take your food to them if you can find a willing landlord with some space and some power. I think, yeah, we're going to see a revitalization of that whole food truck because it definitely was dying down, wasn't it? Beginning of this year, late last year, food trucks were definitely on their way done, and they are coming back. I've had several people this week ask me about starting up food trucks. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, totally.
You know, Thomas, one of the things that we're chatting about a little this morning, and we will be for the next few weeks, is, you know, the holidays are coming up, and as a lot of people will have heard, in Europe, they're already being sort of told that Christmas will be not cancelled, but certainly digital. And I'm wondering, do you see, like yourself, your friends, your family, are you starting already to think maybe the holidays for us are going to be a whole different experience, i.e. on Zoom? Can you imagine Thanksgiving on Zoom, for example?
Well, typically for my family, we have pretty small gatherings. But my parents just moved to Vegas late last year, and so Christmas for us was very much like that. It was a virtual kind of thing. I FaceTime them and stuff like that. But I think that, you know, if we need to gather virtually, and you know, if we can send people meals, or if we can try to share a meal time together, that's what's going to make it pretty special. But there's like a lot of restaurants who are putting these really awesome like packages together for like Thanksgiving. I've seen right now, Christmas is a little bit far off, but the Thanksgiving packages are starting to fill up my feed.
Yeah, I hear you. And I think, again, this year we're going to benefit from something that's never happened before. Some of the finer dining restaurants, the nicer restaurants that would never have considered doing, you know, takeout or delivery, are doing entire Thanksgiving dinners. And there's always been some great ones. I mean, Hoku's was always a place that was, I mean, even 20 years ago, they started doing, I think, one of the best takeout Thanksgiving dinners. But I think this year we're going to see a proliferation of restaurants with incredible packages. Even that will change Thanksgiving for a lot of people. The fact that they have so many choices, they won't actually maybe have the stress, because for some people it's very stressful, of cooking.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because we have my family has such small gatherings, we've kind of always done the takeout or find a dinner in Waikiki kind of crowd. So this will be a little different for us, but I think we will have fun with it.
Is there anywhere that you're frequenting or anywhere that you're missing, actually. I think that was my thing this morning. I woke up and I was just missing being able to go to 12th Avenue Grill and sit at the bar and have a glass of wine and talk to everyone there. Have you found yourself like that recently? Just there's certain places where you thought, wow, it'd be nice when that comes back.
You know, I think it's not so much the places for me, but because of how long Tier 1 lasted, I was like, I really miss just eating with friends. Like, I live alone, so I don't really have anyone to go out with. So I really miss just going out and eating with a couple of friends at, you know, at the wine bar, or, you know, just catching up with somebody over some poke. Like, we could go buy it and eat at the park, but, you know, just being able to relax and sit down in a restaurant in general was something I missed.
Yeah, I hear you. Although, there, it has improved your cooking skills at home, I know that.
For sure.
Everyone's benefited for that. If you want to hear and see more from Thomas and his crew, then there's a variety of ways to do that. You can go to Frolic Hawaii, where he's an associate editor. You can go to Slug Media, where he and his partner, Chuggy Bear, are there to help. If you're a restaurant starting up, or if you're someone in the food industry who really needs an extra push, then I can highly recommend that you go and talk to Thomas and the crew. They'll do a great job for you. And the visuals are stunning. That you will be absolutely really hungry once you have a look at their amazing website and the gorgeous food that's on there. Well, I think we'll have a lot of people heading out to the food truck up at Pearl Ridge to the Birria food truck this weekend. I know I will be one because my son won't let me not take him out there. And it's always fun to catch up with you, Thomas. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Of course. Thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure.
Take care. Thomas
Obunga
is an associate editor at Frolic Hawaii. He's also one of the founders of Slug Media. You'll find them at slug.media, and you can see some of their work with restaurants. And seriously, if you are in need of a social media boost, or if you need some help with your restaurants, then go and check them out. And yes, we will give you more on that, the Birria food truck, where you can go and taste that gorgeous. It really looks amazing. I was looking at it yesterday when Finn showed it to me, the goat tacos dipped in an incredible kind of a consomme that looks hard to resist. All right, we're going to go and take a really short break. You're listening to Radio Mojo Plus. Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Radio Mojo Plus. I'm Joe McGarry. We do this every Thursday morning. We bring you the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii. And if you want to know more about the work we do with restaurants, then you can go and check out our website, mojomcgarry.com. A few of you have just called and texted saying, what was the name of that taco truck at Pearl Ridge Mall? It's over by the Sears side, that big parking lot by Sears, and it opened last week, and it is, you won't really have a problem, you won't really need to have the name because you'll see it and you'll see a line, I'm sure, but it is La Birria Tacos, and Birria is B-I-R-R-I-A, Birria Tacos. It really is a trend. You know, when you have your kids showing you Instagram pictures and saying, can we go eat this, that it's a trend. But I think a lot of you will find this one that you love. And what's really nice is that the chefs have added a little local twist to this. So this is a very typical Mexican street dish. And what they've done is they've taken the consomme, the broth that you dip your taco into, and they've added some noodles, of course. So like a hot, spicy Simon as an additional side dish. So La Birria Tacos, you'll find them at Pearl Ridge Mall, right in that big parking lot by Sears. So go check them out. Thanks to Thomas Obungan for that and for joining us. It's always a pleasure to chat with him. If you have a question or a comment this morning, go ahead and give us a ring at 296-1420 or text us, as you always do, and we'd be happy to chat with you. Someone we're always happy to chat with is Hideo Simon. He is the co-owner of Square Barrels, of Pint and Jigger, and of Hey Ho House, which opened very recently in Kaimuki. We last talked to Hideo before the opening while they were still hard at work, and we're so happy that he's back to join us this morning. Hi, Hideo. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us this morning. Last time we spoke to you, you know, you were still hand carving, putting chairs in, getting the place ready. I know you've opened, and you know it's not, of course, the easiest of times, to put it mildly. How's it been? How has it been opening a new restaurant during this time?
Yeah, I guess it's difficult for sure, but it's always difficult opening a restaurant. Period. So regardless of when, it's tricky because you know you're restricted to. Well, when we were in the tier one, we first opened just as we went into tier two. So there isn't the 50% capacity restriction, but there is still the same you know, five to a group, and then the six feet of distance, and the space at Hey Ho House is pretty small, so it's tricky. You know, we did have a lot of people who wanted to come down. We did get booked up, and you know, it was tough, but we sort of knew how to deal with it because we were dealing with it at Square Barrels initially, so it wasn't a complete shock. In any case, we're open, and we've had some really nice reviews, and you know, we've been sort of welcomed into the community or the neighborhood at Kamiki. So we're really happy and excited for the future of the Hey Ho House, hopefully.
Hideo, it looks, somehow you've managed to create a place that looks like it was always part of that neighborhood. There's something about Kaimuki that kind of attracts sort of unusual, one-off, kind of quirky restaurants that are definitely neighborhood restaurants. And I think, you know, if anyone goes and looks at your Instagram feed and sees the kind of dishes you're doing and, you know, what you're bringing to that neighborhood, it does feel like you've been there, like you're supposed to be there. Do you guys have that sense? I'm sure that you have a lot of people walking in from the neighborhood really happy that you're there.
Yeah, we definitely have that. I feel like we kind of took what our surroundings were and sort of, you know, regurgitated into certain parts of the interior design. So, like, for instance, the building has these slats that go up along the side of the building to cover up certain mechanical things, and we incorporated that in the interior design as well. So there's definitely a flow there, and you know, it does look like a little neighborhood inside the restaurant,
yeah.
which was our intention from the get-go. So I think you're right. Yeah, we feel like we were sort of meant to be there, and I think that came with time as we were developing the design and the scene and everything, and you know, the result is good, so we're really excited about that.
Hideo, for people who haven't yet found you online at Hey Ho House or who haven't been, give them kind of an overview of your menu, because you are a little izakaya with a difference, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep, definitely what we call the modern izakaya. Our chef, Aaron, and everybody in the kitchen has been doing such a tremendous job of developing this menu, and it's been really awesome to see. It's like every little piece of it has so many steps involved, whether it's dehydrating, aging, you know, braising. It's such an awesome experience to see them developing the menu, and you know, any word that I give, it's not going to do it any justice. You have to get down there and taste these things. It's, you know, my favorite is the kalbijim, which is a Korean dish, but you know, I mean, that's the thing, is we're not just doing Japanese dishes here, which it's there's a lot of modern twists to many traditional dishes. And the kalbijim is the short rib with star fruit kimchi on top, and it's like, you know, like I said, any word that I give you, it just doesn't give it, you know, what
you can't
what
do
you
it
can,
justice.
Yeah, I can't. And you get down there, you taste it, you experience it. It's such an awesome menu. I couldn't be happier with it. And while they're developing it, every little step, you know, they're like, hey, Hideo, come taste this and, you know, try this. And it was just like, it just got so old that I was like, you know, my face was always so surprised as to how awesome these little nuances they put into each dish make such a tremendous, you know, experience or flavor. So I'm
And for people who are kind of wondering, you know, okay, so what style? You know, a lot of people need a reference point, right? So I think mm-hmm. it's fair to say that anyone who's been to Japan and they've eaten in some of these very kind of sophisticated izakayas, then if they can imagine mm-hmm. that quality of food mixed in with some great beers. I mean, you guys managed to get a lot of beers on tap in there in that little bar, too. Great beers and craft cocktails, right? I think that will give them a sense of what to expect. Sort of high-end izakaya, great pairings, craft cocktails, and beers on tap. Does that sort of broadly give a picture?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it always goes back to, I don't want to say, you know, we're selfish like that, but basically, you know, we love craft beer, we love craft cocktails, we love all those things that go with having a really solid bar, and to pair all of those things with such an awesome craft kitchen is definitely our goal in every venue. So it's great to see how we've gotten there. And yes, we have 14 beers on tap, which was quite an undertaking to try to figure out how we were going to manage that, because in such a small space, there was no room for a walk-in. So we definitely made an unusual, I guess, maybe like a what looks like a traditional Japanese ice box is actually a big beer cooler. So that's in the island of the in the center of the bar, that island, which is covered with copper and a tap tower. So pretty cool things.
So we've got everyone worked up now. We've got everyone's appetites ready. Everybody needs to come and check out Hey Ho House.
Yes.
How about the details of reservations only, I would imagine, yes. Online ordering, takeout, what's available?
So we don't have any online ordering or takeout, but we do have dine-in service. We do welcome walk-ins, but it's tricky because a lot of times our reservations get pretty booked up, so especially at the peak hours. We're open from 5 to 10 during this Tier 2 timing, so 5 to 10 from Wednesday through Sunday. And you can follow us on Instagram at heyho underscore house. And then we have Open Table is probably your best bet to get your reservation secured. And that's pretty much it. I mean, you can call us. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is
260-9670. That's your phone number.
Okay.
Call, don't worry, I'll give them all the details once you've gone. Hideo Simon is the co-owner of Hey Ho House, a new neighborhood, izakaya and more in Kaimuki. Go and check them out. And of course, Square Barrels is still going strong with their amazing promotions. That is one restaurant that has tried. You guys have done so much over there to stay open and stay vibrant, despite the fact that every single business around you closed down. So well done for that. Your efforts, I think, do not go unnoticed. I think everybody realizes what a struggle it's been to stay open, but we're glad you are, Hideo.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. We'll see you very soon. I can't wait to come and have a cocktail with you.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it, Joe.
Take care.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
If you want to find out more about Hey Ho House, I would follow them on Instagram at Hey Ho House, and it's H-E-I-H-O, just like it sounds. Or you can look at all the amazing Yelp reviews. People love them already. They are open from Wednesday until Sunday, every night from 5 till 10. If you want to make a reservation, go to Open Table. It's the easiest way to do it. And I would make a reservation. Don't just turn up. I mean, they'll be very nice and they'll try and accommodate you, but it's so much easier for everyone, restaurants included, if you make a reservation online. And their phone number, if you want to give them a call, is 260-9670. The food is amazing. The owners are just so creative and so passionate. And don't miss, when you go into this restaurant, the furniture, the lighting, the bar, everything has been done by hand. An amazing little place. Hey Ho House. Kaimuki is very lucky to have these guys come and join the neighborhood. All right, we need to go and take a really short break. You're listening to Radio Mojo Plus. Welcome back to Radio Mojo Plus. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Thank you to everyone who texted us their Thanksgiving plans. We'll carry that on next week. We'll let whoever won today know. If you texted us, you'll get a text back saying if you're the winner or not. And then we'll do it next week too. We want to find out how are your Thanksgiving plans shaping up. And we're also going to start listing some of the most amazing Thanksgiving packages from some of our best restaurants. So stay with us for that. Thanks to our guests this morning. It was a pleasure to talk to all of them. Thank you to you. I'm Joe McGarry. I'll see you next time on Radio Mojo Plus.
Radio Mojo Plus on ESPN Honolulu was brought to you by Pieology Pizzeria and by Southern Glazer's Wines and Spirits, proud supporters of the food and beverage industry in Hawaii.